This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new study reveals rural areas in southern Colorado need more resources to prevent wildfires. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Huerfano, Archuleta, Conejos, and Las Animas counties face some of the highest wildfire risk in the state. But they don't have adequate resources, like funding, fire prevention treatments, and training. The study, published by Colorado State University, also found that while the Front Range had substantial risk factors, that region had relatively ample assets to meet those risks. The information could shine light on the need for increased wildfire protection for at-risk rural areas that currently receive less funding and resources. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The Trump administration decided not to grant Colorado a disaster declaration for recent wildfires. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports lawmakers are asking the White House to rethink that decision.
Republican Representative Jeff Hurd says the communities seeking federal help have long supported President Trump and are now facing real human and economic consequences of recent disasters. The administration denied Colorado's request for a major disaster declaration for the Elk and Lee fires in the northwestern part of the state, as well as historic flooding in the southwest. The declarations would have unlocked federal funding for recovery efforts. Democratic lawmakers accuse Trump of playing political games and say they will appeal the decision. A White House spokesperson said politics didn't play a part. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado cannabis sales are likely to once again pass the $1 billion mark for 2025, but this year may produce the lowest total for sales in years. Through October, state sales generated nearly $200 million in taxes for the state, according to the State Department of Revenue, but the totals are well below the state's biggest years for cannabis sales in 2020 and 2021, when they were nearly doubled this year's likely total. This is CPR News and KRCC.